Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez is the Best. Today is Friday, September 16, 2022. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else, but stick around. You might learn something new. Happy Friday, everyone. Pretending like I haven't been gone for a month, huh? Literally, the last podcast I recorded was on August 16, last month. Crazy, right? And you know what? Surprisingly, you know, I always make this joke whenever I, miss a week or two, no one messages me. But I actually got a couple of messages that said, hey, where you been? I hope you're okay. Please record a podcast. Tell us about this. Tell us about that. So I know I owe you all an explanation. You know, the few of you that actually listen. So here's the thing. I actually kind of touched on it on Hala Hala Show. So I did record Hala Hala Show in between August 16 and now. So if you listen to that, you might have a little bit of a clue as to why I kind of went MIA. But I've been in Pampanga, and I didn't mention it on Hala Hala Show. I was actually going to tell all the Leche fans about it when we come back from our season break, because we're on a season hiatus right now, in case you don't listen to Hala Hala Show. But my mom actually got into an accident late last month. So I took all my shit in Manila, like my computer, all the stuff I need to do for work and whatnot. I even brought my spinning bike because I wanted to try to stay healthy while I was here. I brought it all to Angeles City, Pampanga, where my mom lives. And I had to stay with her for a while, just to, you know, she's okay now, by the way. I feel like I should have started with that. She's fine. She's doing well. But the first few weeks were a little bit, rough. So, she needed someone to stay here with. Well, she didn't need anyone. You know, she's the type of woman who's like, nah, I'm fine. I'm fine. But, you know, me being me, I wanted to. I wanted to stay here and take care of her and just be with her, actually. Actually, she took care of me more than I took care of her, TBH. But, just for moral support and because I'm the best son in the world, right? So that's what I've been doing here. I've been here for a month now. I'm still here, actually. I'm going back because my mom is well now. So I'm going back to Manila probably maybe this week, end of this week, I'm not sure. But then I have to go to the States anyway. By the way, I'm going to the States, so hopefully I can record podcasts there. I hope I don't take another long hiatus. But yeah, that's the explanation, long story short. Not gonna delve into too much details. Maybe I will in Hala Hala Show, but that's the reason why I'm here. So what have I been up to? If you follow, I haven't really been posting that much on Instagram, but on Hala Hala Show Instagram, I've been posting more there. I kind of think of that as like my Finsta. But I've just been eating and trying out different coffee shops here. It's been great. Marissa's here also. She came by and she's been hanging out here. So we've been able to visit to all these coffee shops. And they're all really aesthetic looking. But the one that we've kind of, even my mom enjoyed and my family, some of my cousins who I invited to go there, actually like, is this place called Retro Cafe 252. I don't know what the 252 stands for. I never asked. But they have a fantastic green tea matcha drink. Their food is big servings. The price is pretty affordable. And sorry about the phone in the background. But there's just it's delicious. The there's this pizza there. Yeah, they have a mushroom not mushroom, sorry. It's a cheese mushroom something pizza. Is so delicious, and the vibe is just nice. It's big, it's huge. Like, I went to another cafe called Cafe BOM in Clark. I've been there twice now, and that place is fucking huge too. Like, I don't know where all this real estate came from, because I swear I moved here 2015 I moved to the Philippines 2015, but some of you might not know, I actually spent the first 6 or 7 months of my stay in the Philippines here in Angeles City in Pampanga, because I didn't have a space and I didn't. I was still working out the details of turning over the condo in Manila. So 6-7 months I was here, and it was not anywhere close to what it looks like now. It's unbelievable the progress. Seven years now. Holy shit, I've been here for 7 years. That's crazy. But it's unbelievable the progress that Angeles City has made in terms of urban development and whatnot. I don't know if gauging like urban development by the number of coffee shops is the best way to do it, but for sure, it's just so much more alive now. Yeah, I mean, COVID aside, it's just it's cool. It's such a cool place to be for coffee lovers, and because Pampanga has always been known for its food, but it seems like that there's gonna be it's gonna be known as a coffee spot as well. Rika was telling me. Oh, by the way, Rika's in the UK. I'll talk about Rika in a bit, but yeah, Rika was telling me that a lot of her coffee friends, because you know Rika owns a coffee shop, so she has coffee friends, and they're saying like Pampanga is like the spot to go now. I don't know if Angeles specifically or Pampanga, because Angeles is in Pampanga and Pampanga is fucking huge. But Angeles City for sure. If you're a coffee lover, you know, bring a couple of your jittery friends, you know, the ones that get souped up on caffeine and then they vape after during their lunch break. Just bring them. Bring your vapes. Bring your coffee mug, your tumblers, and come to Angeles City and just fucking just drive through. So many. And I got suggested a lot, and we haven't had time to hit all of it, because here's the other part of my story. Why didn't I record if I was here and my mom was already doing well after a while? Why didn't I record as much as I should have? Well, here's the thing. I'm fucking old, and I have been dealing with my own medical problems. I fucked up my knee again, so I have a torn ACL in my left knee. I haven't repaired it yet. It's been 7 years. I tore it right before I moved out here. And I fucked it up trying to shoot a video for my Sanooks. Well, if you go on my Instagram, I shot a video and some photos for my new Sonic shoes, which are fantastic, by the way. But also, the main health issue that I've experienced here is gout. I had I don't know if I shared that I've had gout before in the past. I'm sure I have, because my last gout attack was in like 2018, and I already started this podcast back then. And I just had a massive gout flare-up on my right toe. It's always my right toe. And I was able to combat it with the meds that I normally take. Like, I mean, this is not medical advice, but I take colchicine. You know, I was able to kind of kill it, in a sense. But then it came back after like a week, which is the first time that I've had back-to-back gout attacks, or flare-ups, as they might call it. First time in my whole life that I've had back-to-back. Because the last time was, like I said, 4 years ago. And I'm hoping it's not a trend where, you know, now I have to really... Because I'm not the best at dieting or whatever. You guys know that. I love food and whatnot. But I feel like even if I avoid whatever, like, food... Because I was eating clean until that first gout attack. I just think it's more of a hereditary thing, like the uric acid buildup. But I never would wish gout on anybody. Gout is just one of the most painful experiences. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to compare it to any other like physical pain, but I hear it's one of the most painful things, especially if it's a huge flare up. I'm just lucky that it's in my toe. Some people have it in their knee, or some people have it on the bottom of their foot, which is crazy. I just have mine on my right toe, and it's mostly on the edge of my foot. Like on the, like if it's my right foot, right, the left side of my right toe, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's just kind of what I've been dealing with here, and the reason why I haven't really had the motivation. Not really motivated, it's just I fucking was in a lot of pain. But I'm back now. I am going to the States though in about a week, so I will try to record there. You know, the last time I forgot to bring a portable recording setup. That's one of the reasons why I wasn't able to record. And also my laptop is fucked up. It has no Wi-Fi. So even if I did, I couldn't upload it. I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to figure it out. But that's the story about my Pampanga stay so far. Now, what else have I been doing then? If I haven't been recording podcasts, what have I been doing? I've been recording my voiceover work, so I still get a little bit of money on the side. We've been doing Hala Hala. We had a sponsored episode in case you missed that. We had two, actually. Go check it out. Courtesy of Lazada and also courtesy of Tinder Philippines, which was amazing. I've been watching the show that I thought I would not enjoy because I wasn't the biggest fan of Breaking Bad. Someone actually messaged me. I'm sorry. The reason why I asked you guys to message me on the podcast Instagram is because I forget, like, if I see a request from someone. Oh, no, sorry. See, Ryan. Ryan messaged me and asked me, messaged me on the podcast Instagram and asked me my thoughts on Better Call Saul if I'm going to release a new podcast episode. So thank you, Ryan, for that. To everyone who messaged me on my personal, I know a bunch of you did about this podcast. Message me on the podcast Instagram so I can get back to you easier. Holy shit, it's raining so hard outside. But yeah, I digress. So let's talk about Better Call Saul. So Breaking Bad, you have to watch Breaking Bad to actually understand Better Call Saul on a deeper level. Is it necessary? I don't really think so because I've watched Breaking Bad and I like Breaking Bad. I think, I don't know if I shit on Breaking Bad or not, more than I should, but I actually liked Breaking Bad, and spoilers here. So if you plan on watching Breaking Bad, spoilers right now, but I enjoyed the show up until they killed off Gus Fring, right? When they killed off Gustavo Fring, I think the show went downhill because it just became a frustrating, thing. Especially with the development of Walter White. Because the thing that irritated me about Walter White, was that he was never ever satisfied. And I think some people like that about his character development. But I think he was just so stupid. Like, he was so dumb. After he killed off his biggest, like, competitor or, like, the threat to him. And he could have just been fine. He could have lived the life that he wanted to live already. He already accomplished everything that he needed to at that point. But then they decided to, I think they just needed, it felt like they had to add more. Like they had, I don't think there were really any plot holes to, or like, plot things to tie up after Gus died. Then they just added, they had to go with that one girl, I keep forgetting her name. And then they brought in those like, redneck guys, which I thought was, they were good, like, especially Jesse Plemons, right? He was really good. But Gustavo Fring was the epitome of villains in that show, and it should have ended when he ended. Whether we Walter White dying or not, I mean, I feel like he had to pay for his crimes eventually, right? Whether by dying or going to jail. They could have tied it up better, in a sense, I think. That's the only reason why I was not the biggest fan of Breaking Bad after season whatever, 4 or 3 or whenever that was. But that was the reason I was hesitant to start Better Call Saul, because I started Better Call Saul 5 years ago or whenever the first episode premiered. When was that? Sorry, if you guys hear background noise, it's raining really fucking hard right now. Better Call Saul series premiere. It looks like February 8, 2015. So, yeah, I actually watched the series premiere 7 years ago. Yeah, 7 years ago. I watched the premiere. And honestly, I know it's super, it might sound like, man, you're so weird for disliking the show, but I did not like that it opened in black and white. The fuck? I was like, wow, that's so boring. And I couldn't get past once I got to like episode 3 or 4. So this will be a spoiler, but it's only spoiling the first half of season 1. But the shenanigans that he gets into with the skater guys and then Tuco, I think that's what turned me off on the show, because it felt like so goofy. Even though they introduced Tuco to the show, and Tuco, if you watched Breaking Bad, then that's why you have to watch Breaking Bad to kind of get it, right? But it just felt like a goofier Breaking Bad. But then, so I put it off. I stopped watching it. And then, you know, when I got here, I was like, fuck, I need something to do while passing the time. And I saw Better Call Saul just released like the season finale or series finale, I think, or they were about to release the series finale. And I said, fuck it, you know, maybe I should watch the seasons that I, you know, maybe it got better. And by God, it did. Man, Better Call Saul is so fucking good, dude. The show's so good. I think it started off well enough for what it was trying, what I guess I thought they were trying to do was be a goofier Breaking Bad. But the show got really heavy in a good way. Like, they tackled on, because I Saul was probably one of my favorite characters in Breaking Bad. So I never found him annoying. I know some people found Saul annoying in Breaking Bad, but I always liked this character. But this show just gives them a brand new depth, gives his character a brand new depth, and it really makes me appreciate Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul, and just be like these character, like the nuances of his character in Breaking Bad. Like, you can tell that he did some shady shit in the past, but to see him kind of devolve into who he is into Breaking Bad is so good. Now, full disclosure also, I'm not done with the show. I'm in the middle of season 5 now. And I also know that the show did not win any Emmys throughout its run, which I think is a fucking, it's blasphemy, man. I don't know. I mean, I saw the Emmy winners recently. I didn't really look into it, but I know the Squid Game guy beat out Bob Odenkirk, the main guy in Squid Game. Which, okay, you know, he was good. He was good in Squid Game. I don't know, man. I feel like throughout the 6-year run, they should have won something. You know who should have won? I don't know his name, but the guy who plays Chuck, the brother of Saul, that guy should have won something. He was so fucking good, man. And Kim Wexler, who is my favorite character in this whole show. And I'm not ready for what's going to happen yet. I don't know what's going to happen. It's not a spoiler, but she's so pure. I don't know. For me, she's like the purest character, kinda. And holy shit, it's raining so hard. Sorry about the background noise, guys. But man, I don't know what's going to happen. But Better Call Saul, Ryan, just to answer your question, that show is so fucking good. And I'm really happy that I picked it up. And I actually like it better than Breaking Bad because the characters are not... the characters are just like real everyday people. Something about Breaking Bad, it kind of ventured off into fantasy land a little bit for me. Especially with the whole drug trade shit. Even though, yeah, I get some of the shit that Saul or Jimmy McGill or Saul pulls off is a little bit like, would that ever happen in real life? But it seems more grounded in reality. I don't know if I'm really selling this show to anyone that hasn't seen it yet. But Better Call Saul is really good. And I actually am enjoying it. And you know what's crazy is, there's not that much, it's way less action than Breaking Bad. Even though Breaking Bad wasn't known for its action-packed sequences. But I also like... Oh, that's the other thing I forgot to touch on. The guy who plays Mike, Ehrmantraut, I forget his name, but Mike, who's also in Breaking Bad, is really good in this show, too. And I actually like Mike in Breaking Bad, too. And I think he should have won... At least there's this one episode in Better Call Saul where I think the guy, Mike... I don't know his name, man. But he should have won for that scene when he's talking about his son. I think he should have won something. Some sort of acting award for that scene alone. It was really good. Other than that, what else have I watched? I watch a lot of shit, man. I watched the Pinocchio movie, which is getting a lot of hate online and in what do you call it? Critics and shit and discussions and online discussions are hating on the new Pinocchio movie. I watched it, and it's actually not as bad as I was expecting, because people are making it out to be bad. What I find blasphemous is some people are saying it's the worst live-action remake. Some are saying it's better than Mulan. And Mulan was the hottest piece of garbage that I've probably seen since Aquaman. Like, I really hated Mulan. Did anyone who listens to this actually like the live-action Mulan with no singing and no Mushu? Did you guys like that movie? That movie was shit. Pinocchio was actually pretty decent, I think. Because I think you have to look at it from the frame of a 6-year-old boy or girl when you watch these things. A 6-year-old boy or girl would not enjoy Mulan, I'm pretty sure. If I was 7 years old, 8 years old, I would watch Mulan and I would never watch it again versus the original cartoon, which I watched over and over again. I'm pretty sure I watched that shit maybe 10, 15 times as a kid. Maybe more, actually. But Pinocchio, this Pinocchio one, is actually something that I feel like I could, if I wanted to distract my little cousins or my nieces and nephews for, you know, an hour and a half, I feel like I could throw Pinocchio on and they would actually be kind of engaged in the film. And I think that's the gauge you have to look at when you look at these live action things, right? Because like Lion King, the live action Lion King, I thought was not that great either, because the animals don't look like animals that kids want to hang out with. You know what I mean? They look kind of, they're too photorealistic that they're not appealing to kids. And that's why I think it failed. So I'm so surprised that Pinocchio is being, what do you call it? Lambasted by people all around. Now, sure, is it better than the cartoon one? I don't think so. Like, I grew up with the cartoon one, even though that shit came out in, like, the 50s, right? When did Pinocchio come out? 60s? When did Pinocchio come out? 1940, bro. So, you know, it's a 70-year-old movie. So, of course, visually and whatever now, the new one is head and shoulders beyond what the 1940 movie could ever accomplish. And you know what really I find so funny is that in the Reddit discussion, people are like roasting the CGI in this. And granted, there are some scenes which are not like really well done in terms of what could be done in terms of CGI nowadays. But dude, it's not that bad. People were complaining about the changing of, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a spoiler. But if you watch the original, then it's not, it still sticks pretty true to the events. They changed the whale from a whale to like some sort of fucking Demogorgon monster looking thing, which I thought was weird, but it was kind of creepy, so it was okay. What I found weird was these little weird smoke monster things that they had, like the smoke monsters from Lost. They have these in the Treasure Island or Pleasure Island scene, which I thought was still really really creepy. The donkey scene in the original really scarred me as a kid, and I thought it was really well done in this. And the scene in Pleasure Island was such a visual treat, in my opinion. It was so nice. Like, the CGI I thought was so good in Pleasure Island. The voice actor for Pinocchio I thought was pretty solid. Some people were hit or miss with Tom Hanks playing Geppetto, but I thought he was okay as well. I thought he did a serviceable job. They CGI'd Figaro, the cat, and the fish, and it looks whatever. But at the end of the day, Pinocchio was not a bad movie for what it was trying to do. Yeah, Jiminy Cricket, ugly little shit, right? He's an ugly little shit because I hate Jiminy Cricket. He looks like a frog, but he's a cricket. But he wasn't bad either. Joseph Gordon-Levitt played his voice. I don't know why they needed to get Joseph Gordon-Levitt. They could have got somebody else who... I mean, he sounded okay, but he didn't bring anything extra to the role. You know, sometimes you... Like, for example, Ellen DeGeneres as Dory, she really brought it. You know, she brought it. But there was no iconic voice acting in this. Maybe that was a little bit lacking. And I guess some of the villains were not as... imposing as they were in the 1940 thing, which I think is a good thing, because that 1940 movie was kind of really fucked up, man, as a kid. And funny thing is, they never really address what happens to the kids in Pleasure Island in the 1940 movie, and in this 2022 movie they said fuck them kids. they don't address it at all either, so it's still pretty dark overall. I think it has like a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it deserves at least a 60. You know, it's way better than Mulan. I never watched a live-action Dumbo. The best live-action remake of a Disney movie so far, honestly, I think is Aladdin. I think. What are the live-action ones? Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson was okay. But I was never compelled to watch it again. I did listen to the Aladdin soundtrack over and over again for a bit. And I think that alone just makes me like, because the Pinocchio has some songs in it, but none of them are really hit as hard as any of the Aladdin songs. The Fairy Godmother showed up only once, which I don't remember the 1940 movie, but she only shows up once, which is weird because I think the actress that they cast, I forget her name. She's a black lady, black fairy. She was really good and for in the screen time that she had. So I wish they brought her back in the rest of the movie, or at least towards the end. But yeah, Pinocchio, man, give it a shot. It's not so bad. Speaking of Disney, there is, what do you call this? There is the D23 Expo had a lot of cool shit that came out. And one thing that I am looking forward to, speaking of, we did talk a little bit about Lion King earlier, is the Mufasa movie. I don't know if it's going to be a live, it probably will be, but I hope they just go down the route of making I hope they go the way that Sonic the Hedgehog goes, that went. You know how when Sonic, if you know the story behind Sonic the Hedgehog, the live action movie, they had the first version of it, they did a trailer and everything, and people fucking hated his design to the point that they changed it back to the actual design that he had in the video games, and it performed so well. And, you know, this obsession with photorealism in CGI when it comes to live action remakes, I think it's so crazy. Like, just give me the what they look like when I was a kid and just put real, like Roger Rabbit, right? Like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the cartoons next to humans. And I'm down with that, man. I really am. Like the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles, I enjoyed it, but I would have enjoyed it if they looked like the fucking Ninja Turtles a lot better. I'm pretty sure. So Mufasa, if they could just make him look like, if they could, I know it's weird, but they need to humanize the animal, make it look like a human animal. I don't know if that makes sense, but you guys get what I'm talking about, right? Because it's just so weird to see what I think is like a real life lion, and then it starts talking and shit, and talking about the circle of life and Simba. Everything you touch, everything the light touches is ours. But I want to see it come from a cartoon looking thing. But I hope the Mufasa movie is good. The other thing is Inside Out 2, which I know, I think I've said this. Inside Out 2 was probably one of the last movies that really made me cry. Even though I hated Bing Bong. Like, I fucking hate Bing Bong. I'm glad he's dead. So Inside Out 2, I'm glad they're not going to deal with imaginary friends or whatever. But the ending scene of Inside Out really killed me. And I am actually looking forward to Inside Out 2 because I think they're going to tackle the emotions of, like, adolescence. And I don't know how old Riley, the girl whose body is the main character in this, is gonna do, but I'm looking forward to that. I forgot what else was announced at D23, but I think that it's Mufasa is gonna be Little Mermaid. How could I forget Little Mermaid? So here's the thing with Little Mermaid. Rika and I talked about it on Halala show before. Sorry, I got a cough. They announced this casting like a year ago. Halle Bailey, a lot of people get confused with Halle Berry, right? Halle Bailey was cast as Little Mermaid. And for those of you who don't know who Halle Bailey is, she's a, I'd like to say she's, is she full black? She looks light-skinned black, but she's a black actress. And they cast her as Ariel. So if you watch the Little Mermaid movie, which came out in what, the 80s or whatever, 70s? Ariel was white. So here's the thing that I get, and one part that I also kind of see where they're coming from. Now, I don't agree with the people that are saying she shouldn't play Ariel because she's black. Like, because of a race thing. I'm okay with them changing races and whatever. Like, Nick Fury, if you might know, like, there's a white Nick Fury in the Marvel comics, blah, blah, blah. You know, if they change the race of a character, I think it's fine. But I also understand, here's the thing, I also understand, back to the, I don't know if it's a sensitive thing because we're talking about animals versus humans or Ninja Turtles versus a human being, but she's a mermaid. But anyway, the reason why the Ninja Turtles design got a lot of flack and the original Sonic in the live action got a lot of flack is because it's not what we grew up with. So the reason why, if people are kind of weirded out that Halle Bailey does not look like the white redheaded Ariel in the original Disney movie, I understand why people are like, I wish they made her look like the original. That I kind of get, but it's a sensitive line to cross, because then you're treading along, am I a racist territory? You know what I mean? Me personally, I don't really care. But if they, you know what, like if they showed, if they cast someone who looked like the white redheaded Ariel and she sang that part of your world in the trailer, I feel like that would have hyped me up more. Now, I don't know. See, here's the thing. I feel like I'm coming off as racist, but I still want to watch the movie. I still want to see what Halle Bailey will do in the role and whatever. Like, for example, Genie, right? What's his name? Fucking Will Smith was Genie. I liked Will Smith when he was, like, if the blue Genie looked like Robin Williams' blue Genie, I think it would look cooler. And because, I don't know, because that's weird. I don't know. I feel like I should stop talking before I get into any trouble. Like, I'm not opposed to it, but I would also be more excited if they look like the original thing. Say, I mean, maybe I could, let me try to talk myself out of a hole here. But let's say, I'm trying to think of a iconic cartoon. Okay, let's say, Hey Arnold, right? You guys ever watch Hey Arnold? Let's say they made a live-action Hey Arnold. Now, I don't know if they would ever cast a guy whose head looked like a football, right? That would be fucking traumatic. But if they got characters, and then they cast Gerald, right? Gerald, the guy with the long afro, and they cast him as, like, a white dude, or not even a white dude, like a Filipino dude, which could work, too. But it would be better if he was a black dude with a big-ass afro-looking thing. That's just me. But would I give it a chance? Yeah. I don't know if that's a good example, but that's where I'm going to leave my podcast at. So I already started, you know, it's been a month and I'm already going to cancel myself on the podcast here. I will try to record next week. I will record next week before I fly out. So just to touch base with everyone out there, thank you to everyone who waited so patiently. I actually looked at the analytics of my podcast. I haven't checked it in a while. And some of you still listen. So I don't know if you're new listeners catching up or if you're just old listeners looking for something to pass the time by listening to old episodes and whatnot. But I really appreciate all the messages, all the people that said, hey, I hope you're doing well, checking in on me. And I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. And I'll catch you all. Say it with me. Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.